And today is March 22nd, regular Zoom call, correct? Correct. All right. So, all the important people are here. Yeah.
So yeah, we are.
Yeah. Do we have any, RV updates from anybody? Anybody got some interesting news that you want to share?
Only what I read on Signal.
Yeah. What'd you read? Or what'd you read?
Listen to it. Yeah. I listened to it. What, Bruce, I guess?
Oh, Bruce, yeah.
I didn't see a name. That's about it.
Yeah. Bruce is okay. He is like most of the gurus, you know, like what they talk about is good, but usually their times are off. So whatever they're saying is probably correct, but it probably will happen at some point, but the timelines that they give are usually wrong, and it's usually because we're on a different calendar, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I have a little something. I don't know, you know, it's what Gio and Luna always say is just information, but there is a... I guess he's considered a whale that I'm in touch with. And he said yesterday, I'm trying to get down to it. It was today. Well, yesterday he said that it was going to be, So on the 17th, they were supposed to have a call, and he said he would know later. But then the next day, he said there was no codes, no liquidity. Looks like next week, but need confirmation. And then he had posted on a website, he said, or on his room, I guess, hello, I need one confirmation. If nothing changes, we are close to start. So as soon as I have it, I will post. And then I asked, and then yesterday he said, I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure out the dates here.
That's almost impossible.
Yeah, I know. I'm just reading. I'm just telling you what he's saying. So, you know, it's just information. Take it for what it is.
Yep.
And he said he will post tomorrow after his conference call with the Treasury. And I said, well, you know, what does it mean? Because you know how we've always heard that it's a shotgun start?
Yeah.
Well, this person is saying no, it isn't. So he's saying, so I asked, you know, what does this mean? Just the German bonds and dragons, or does it mean dinar or dong? And he said only to start. If it does, it first is German bonds and then dragons. Dong not now, but dinar will happen before dong. So,
well, to be honest, again, I can't see that happening. What he's really saying is we have to go in multiple times, and I can't see going in multiple times.
I know. I agree. Yeah.
Although it's a possibility, definitely.
I know. I would think that would just be a nightmare for them to have everybody come in per currency, or, you know, it doesn't make sense. But
yeah, if you're going to do it, you know, do it all at once as you're going along. Don't go in and out, you know. So I don't know. Right. We'll see. Yeah,
sounds like another story.
Do I?
Right? Sounds like another story.
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's just, you know, just information.
Yep.
Hey, Tracy, how are you?
So Mark Z said this morning that overnight Iraq revalued the dinar once again, and so we're at 11. He said 11:32. So went down from 1300 to, I don't know, that's still really good.
Yeah.
If it happens. But votes are supposedly been given to Wells Fargo. So this could happen anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime, any moment.
Well, we're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I'm ready too.
Just have to pay attention. That's all.
The horse is saddled and ready to go.
Yep. Yep.
I like that.
Oh, I see Tracy here. Hey, Trace.
Hiya. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so thrilled to be on today. I'm so thrilled to just see your faces.
Mm.
It's so lovely. You look so happy. I've missed you so much. I'm getting emotional. What's going on?
I know. We're getting really, really close. Really close.
Oh,
I think we all know that, right? These are the last days in 3D. That's what I call it. Because as soon as we go to RV, it's 5D, baby.
Yeah, it is.
We got boots on already.
Right? We've laced up our trainers.
Our trainers, yeah. Absolutely. We're ready to go for a while. So this is getting very exciting. I mean, we know that they revalued in Iraq, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know they did that not too long ago, actually, right? So this is what we've been waiting for. Not that they had to go first, but in essence, they did have to go first, even if it was only in-house, right?
Yeah.
Because it's only in-country, sorry. That's what I mean, is in-country.
Yeah, not officially international, but I believe it's also on the Forex.
But they are international. They've actually gone. So they've done everything that they said that they were going to do, and that means that we're ready, because that was the country that we were waiting for. Right? It had to be ISO compliant, all that stuff, right? Basel 3, right? So, Barbara?
Hi. Off topic, but you remember I was getting cut off in phone conversations all the time, like with multiple peoples. That stopped yesterday, and I'm having long conversations with people. So I said, I've been on the phone for almost an hour in each it's different people. So I just wanted to express that. So that's very positive. So
Well, something's shifted, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so, thanks.
That's awesome. Kathy?
I have a question about gifting.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about doing that? Because what I want to gift is not chump change, but
Okay. All right. So, answer to your question, gifting. There is in the 40-page document. There is an example of a gifting letter. So all you need to do is just fill in the information there. On the gifting letter, make sure that both people sign it and both people hand in the gifting letter when they go for their exchange or redemption.
So if that people, let's say, lived in another state, would you just fax it back and forth and sign it, or?
Yep, pretty much. You're gonna have two separate copies.
Okay.
So just make sure both people sign it. And the reason why you want to have that gifting letter is because, okay, so the currency or bonds were purchased under you. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now let's say, for example, let's say you just happen to give someone, let's say it's a 100 T-note. It doesn't really matter, but let's say it's a 100 T-note. You just give them one. And then you go in for redemption. And you don't have a gifting letter. So what happens is that person is going to try to redeem something that's under your name. Mm-hmm. And it makes it look like that they're trying to steal it.
Yeah, and they're not.
That's right. So, but with a gifting letter, as soon as if they have a gifting letter, so now they hand in their gifting letter when they're doing the redemption, if they go in first before you, which is fine. So what happens in that case is the redemption will go, will be redeemed. Everything will be redeemed and will be put in the account, but not liquid. until
okay
until your end, where you until you give them in your gifting letter stating that.
Is it, couldn't you just mail it to them and yep. let them exchange it?
Yep.
Is it too late to do that or
no? You can still do it, but just whatever you give them, just make sure there's a gifting letter with the serial numbers and the names and exactly specifically what you're gifting, with the original purchase amount, etc.
Okay, so you need like the receipt.
No, you don't necessarily need the receipt. Just need the gifting letter for the other okay. person.
So I could send the other person maybe out of country.
Yep.
Gifting letter.
Yep.
Sign it. And what else did you say? Serial numbers or something?
Yeah. You're gonna have all the serial numbers and anything that's pertinent to what you're trying to do. So okay. you need your names, addresses, signature, the amount,
type of currencies, yeah. right? Type of currencies yeah. and serial numbers.
Yeah.
And just, Kathy, is this person awake? Yeah.
Yes, okay. they are.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they've been
very much like their own exchange, right? That's what you want.
Yeah, that helps.
Well, I think they would probably get more out of it than I could.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, because they know more what they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, so just look at the 40-page document. I'll post it again right now for you. I can't remember exactly where it is, but there's an index right at the very top.
Page 15, I think it is, or 16.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, I've got all that printed out, so you don't have to send it to me.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just worried I'll get in there and fumble it up or something, and I know the people that I'm gifting it to know what they're doing and they can get top notch.
Yeah.
You know,
and then if you want, you can just call me on Signal and I can walk you through it if you have any trouble.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good deal. Okay.
Now also,
I probably Kathy, will.
Yeah. Kathy, does that person, have projects as well?
Have they
contacted Bluna already?
No.
They yeah. should. Yeah. Yeah. If they have. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. any other questions in that area?
On the exchange I'm computer process? Stupid. So am I.
Okay. So if I find this page and I handwrite it out, would that be sufficient?
Yeah, it should be, as long as it's clear.
Yeah.
And clean right. and clean, right?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, just make sure that you don't have doctor writing or anything like that, do you?
is that the gifting page she's talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as long as it's crystal clear, you know, like if you're printing, right? Print clean, mm-hmm. cleanly so it's very legible. They shouldn't be.
You have to have all the serial numbers.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
No copies.
Yeah. Actually, give me a second here. I'll show you what one looks like.
Okay.
I know you said to take I could take a picture with my phone, which I haven't done yet, but I want to take all the serial numbers with my phone, you know, take pictures of it. So I have that.
So there's a picture of one right there. So you can see it's.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then.
It's already filled okay. out, already signed, okay. right?
Is that to me?
No. Yeah, actually, give me a second here and I'll change the view to the speaker. Yeah. Yeah, so now you can see it. Who's on there?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see it now.
I can see it, but I don't see the writing in that, which is none of my business. It's already filled out.
Yeah.
Gift letter, it says. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I just want to gift gift a decent size. I got in the game late, Leo. Or Geo. I don't know why I keep calling you Leo. And there's a lot of this stuff I don't quite understand, which I'm not worried about it, because they say if they go by, and nobody has any idea what's really going to happen anyway. But
no, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. But I promised this gifting, and I want to do it. And I thought, well, maybe I should just mail the currency to them, but then you still need the gift letter.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, you need the gifting letter. Yeah. Yeah, the same.
Well,
same situation.
When I get a hold of you. Go ahead, Gio.
Yeah, same situation for currency or for the bonds. Exactly the same process. You have to put the cereals in there.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll get the gifting letter printed up, and then I'll get in touch with the Luna, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so
maybe I'll have time to just send it to them.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now,
because
let's just be clear here. So let's say, for argument's sake, you'll have to contact them. Okay. So let's say, just for argument's sake, you're mailing it to them. Okay. And let's say we have RV today, and let's say that the gifting letter is still in the mail. So what you'll have to do is talk to them ahead of time, tell them that when they get there, inform the people for the exchange or redemption that they do have a gifting letter, that it is in process or in transit, and so
along with the currency.
That's right. So that's all you can do, or they can set up an appointment ahead of time. Maybe let's say a week in advance, so that that'll give them time for that letter to arrive.
Okay.
And then they can go in. So it's probably better that they do it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, the gifting letter gifting is really, 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 really important. So so at the top you have the original purchase value of it. Of the actual currency or bond, then you have it.
How do you do that if you're say she ordered 50 of whatever, okay, and she's only going to send one?
Then it's 50 to 50 divided by one is
50 divided by one. Okay.
Yeah, so you'll have an amount there, and that's what you put in.
That's how you figure it out. Okay.
Yeah. And then you have the name of the person who it's to, with their address and telephone number. Then you put in what it's for. In this case, it would be currency or bonds with the serial numbers. And then down below, it will just basically say the recipient's name. Date it, and both people sign it, and that's about it.
Okay, so we just fax letters back and forth.
Yeah, okay.
Fax it, or you can mail it. It really doesn't matter, right? Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I'd rather mail it with
the gifting letter. With the, you sign your part, and then they sign theirs.
Okay.
The problem is that you're going to need a copy of the signed one, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
they're going to have to send you back a copy.
They're a signed copy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you about it later today, Luna.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you have a good idea who it's for.
So at any rate, gifting letters are actually a really, really, really important thing to have, because if you don't have it, it'll cause a problem actually at both ends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It'll cause a problem more for the person who's trying to exchange or redeem, instead of the other person. Let's say it will be an issue for you, but it'll be more of an issue for the other person, because for the other person, it'll make it look like they're stealing it, without, because they don't have that gifting letter.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I want to make it all legal and whatever.
Yeah, and that's the reason behind it. Okay, any other questions at all about anything? Or do you have anybody have a comment? Don't be shy.
Hi, everybody. It's Heather.
Hello.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, I miss you all so much. I've been working, so I can never get on the calls, but I miss you.
Miss you too, honey.
Well, you're here now.
Yeah, just for a little bit longer on our walk.
No smile on our faces, eh?
Yeah.
We know what's going on, right?
You must be knowing something.
And that makes us that much closer, right, to meeting.
Yeah. I think so.
With that kind of big smile, you must think she must know something's going to be happening pretty soon.
She's in the know.
It's good. I'm feeling good, too. I haven't been feeling well, so.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't been feeling well in this group. It's a handful of people. Like, that's a lot at one time. Usually it's one or two people, but no, wow, to have five or more people. Yeah,
over on the signal group, I saw that.
Yeah, so not feeling well. So that's okay, because it's the last little bit of stuff that you guys are letting go. And it's yucky.
Yeah.
And it felt yucky too.
So all the ascension symptom stuff.
Yeah, it's got to clear out. We got to move out the 3D. Can't take it with us. Anything that's 3D that you're hanging on to. So.
Yep.
I feel a purge. You know, I want to get at my stuff, and I just want to throw stuff out. I just want to give it away.
So do I.
Really strong.
I've been wanting to do that for about 2 months.
Oh, it's a week for me.
Hubby says no.
Wow.
It was pretty heavy this time. I mean, what kind of flu that is? Like, you have no fever, but you cough and sneeze and zero energy. Can't do nothing. I don't even know what it was. It's just
It sounds like ascension.
2 weeks.
Yeah, it sounds like ascension symptoms. Makes you really, really tired. Like, I had a little bit of that yesterday myself. I was a little bit tired. I wasn't sick. I was just exhausted, tired. It's just moving into the new 5D energy. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
But today is great. Yeah. Normal.
That's good.
Yeah. We have to remember. Yeah. If you look at it from a more of a logical perspective, when you're raising your vibration and your physical body is still at least one foot anchored in 3D, it's your physical body which is not able to process that high frequency energy. So it makes you feel like you're almost wading through water, but you're actually wading through energy, but it's a higher vibration, and it's your physical body that is having a hard time keeping up. It's not the 5D energy. It's you. It's your physical body that's having a problem processing. But that's all. It's all part of the ascension process. We're all going through. So
I was flat on my back for about 3 days.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. If you haven't got it so far, you will.
I got it.
I don't normally get sick. I just get sluggish. I just feel like I just feel like a sometimes like a bag of shite, but not really sick.
I've already had those.
Bag of shite.
Yeah.
I have a question real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick question. It's Lily.
Hi, Lily.
Hi. Okay. Is that I saw somewhere that getting the vaccination was getting 2/3 of the mark of the beast.
I haven't heard that.
Say that again.
I never heard that.
Okay, good. If y'all haven't heard it, then it's not true.
Yeah.
No. I heard a lot of them were saline.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I fell for it. I took the second one and was in the emergency room the next day. Yeah. All the numbers and stuff in my heart for whatever makes it fun, like, I can't remember. They just went to practically zero.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not something that they used to mess with our DNA then?
You're talking about the...
Which one?
Yeah, you're talking about the COVID shot, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So we have to remember two things are happening here. We have the two drama shows, the two narratives, right? So the original narrative was that they released the vaccine. And with that vaccine, they were it was actually experimental. So, but having said that, there were two versions of it. Well, I mean, other than the different companies, but there was one with the original shot, and then one with the saline shot. So, if you got the saline shot, you're crystal clear. If you got the original shot, then there's concern there. But you'd probably want to, if you've taken it, or if you know someone who's taken it, have them take the antidote. There's a couple of antidotes on my newsletter that goes out every day. There's a couple cures for that. All right. So, you know, green tea, et cetera, lots of zinc, lots of D3, but that'll get rid of it.
Okay. How about ivermectin?
Ivermectin's good too. But if you're going to use the horse paste, it's just a little bit, just a little, like a little dab that you want to take. Not, you don't want to take a lot because it's
okay.
It's strong.
It's nasty.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, but ivermectin is really good because it's actually a really, really, really good cure. It cures a lot of things.
Yeah, I take that every day.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to take it every day?
I don't think so.
Take it every day.
Not every day.
I don't
think
so either.
No.
No.
No. Uh-oh. Only when you suspect that you are coming down with something like an infection.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or you think you have
worms. I might be turning into a horse then.
Well, it's the price you pay for horsing around.
You couldn't resist that one.
I thought the clowns were on the other side.
Oh well. Yes, I'll back off a little bit then.
Yeah.
If I became a horse, I would bust out of my little RV.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you would.
Oh goodness.
If you're taking ivermectin in a pill form, I don't know about the horse paste, but depending upon your physical size, if you're an average size person, say, they usually come in 12 milligram tablets. That's what I've seen. Sometimes they come in six, depending upon the manufacturer. But you can take it for 7 to 10 days in a row. And then you need to give yourself at least another 7 to 10 days off before you start it again. And it's a great prophylactic, in other words, for preventive. There's nothing, it's not going to hurt you if you take it as a preventive. But you can just not take it and take it if you start to feel sick if you want to. But it won't hurt you taking it as a preventive as long as you don't overdose on it. You can't really overdose, but it's going to become, it won't work if you take too much of it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Your body will get used to it. That's the whole thing, right? That's why you're supposed to go off, because otherwise it's like, even with like CBD or THC, right? I can't take the same stuff over and over again because my body will get used to it and then it won't work, won't do anything. So I have to keep trying different strains, you know, constantly, right? So that fooling my body, right? It's still THC, but it's different strains. So
yeah,
it's
kind you get of the it, same thing. Get it, immunity. Your body gets immunity, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want your body to build up an immunity to it, because when you're sick, you want it to work. Right.
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 Well, I was just I had in my head that it would keep cancer from coming back. So I have been taking it daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you so can
block it for a week.
Yeah, you can also prevent cancer if you have make sure if your body is alkaline and your body has lots of oxygen.
Yeah, I do breath work and I drink distilled water.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I try to do as much as I can, read the labels, but it's almost practically impossible not to be ingesting some kind of poison.
I know. Yeah, today is especially with all these packaged foods, right?
Yeah, that's going to get better real soon. We're going to make sure of that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
I just, you know, when I heard the mark of the beast, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Because I mean, look at all the frontline workers that had to get it. You know, nurses and.
I know, but even still, they can call it whatever they want to call it, right? So what?
Right.
So what?
Right.
Your job is to, you know, if you've taken it, to do something about it. And remember that the med beds will do everything. So it'll take care of everything.
Right, right.
Yeah.
In the meantime, in the meantime, you just have to do your best about to keep yourself clean, right? Best you can.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Just further clarification about the ivermectin. It's not that you are going to become immune, your body's going to become immune. It's that the parasites, which is what the ivermectin is attacking, which is actually the cause of cancer, the parasites become unaffected by it.
Right.
So that's the thing you have to understand is why are you taking the ivermectin? It's to attack and kill the parasites, because we all have parasites, whether you want to admit it or not. Some people don't want to talk about it.
Let's go for a ride.
Hey, I can tell you guys a very quick it's not a remedy, but if you want to really see if you have parasites, just like Taliesin said, take 100% cranberry juice. And it has to be like from a health food store, okay? It has to be 100% cranberry juice. Take this much of it in a small glass and swish it around all over. Just swish, keep swishing for 1 to 2 minutes, and then put it in some kind of a clear container or something that you're going to be able to see. And I'm telling you, you're going to be able to see these stringy things. I've done it twice. And it honestly, it freaks you out. If you guys want, I can go and do it right now and then come back and I can show you.
Yeah, do it.
You want me to do that? Because I haven't done it now for like 2 weeks. It freaked me right out.
I like experiments. I want to see.
Okay, so I'll be back.
What
I'll do is I'll come back and I'll actually drink it so that you guys can see me. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and you gotta.
Yeah.
You also gotta drop that stuff in it too. Afterwards.
The isopropyl alcohol is to show you that it still moves.
Yeah.
So, okay. So yeah, I guess I'll have to do that. That'll be really hard because I won't have a camera on it, right? To be able to show it, they can do that at home, but I can at least show them what comes out.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be right back with my cup and everything on.
Okay.
Okay, we have a guinea pig in the midst.
But she's, she's trying her best to help us out.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've done it a couple times too. So, it's all good. Yeah, it's a good thing to it's a good benchmark to see what's going on inside of you, right?
So what is it that you see inside? You said, what is it that's moving? What do you think it is?
Like little worms.
Parasites.
Yeah. Parasites. And they live inside you.
Yeah, everybody has them.
That's right. But we don't realize it or don't think we do, but after you do a test, it's like, oh, really?
I take Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. or whatever that, what is it? Yeah, Z-Stack.
Mm-hmm.
I take that.
Yeah.
And that is for?
It's for help with the jab and that immune and all that. I know I took it for 6 months and I went back to the doctor after I was in the hospital and all my numbers and the blood work were perfect. They couldn't get over it. Cholesterol, everything.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you do something right, eh?
No, I'm not one to go to the doctor all the time either. I don't like to go to them.
Can you guys see it?
Ocean spray. Yep.
Yeah. Yes. Cranberry juice?
Yes.
Okay. English. Pure cranberry juice, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Can you read it?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Clear as a bell.
I'm shaking. There's my cup.
Is that organic?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I won't be able to talk for a minute to 2 minutes. George will miss me.
I was waiting for that comment.
Well, I'll miss you.
I'm just getting my clock so I can set my stopwatch, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go.
While she's doing that,
we finally have silence.
You're going to get her to laugh, and Gio, she's going to spit it all over.
I stumbled on a health group that gives different ideas of what to take, and it's so informative. I'm not kidding you. It just it's on Telegram, and you know the things that we have been told not to take, like grapefruit. They said if you are on a certain medication, you're not supposed to take grapefruit. So I wasn't on that medication, but I love red grapefruits. And I was on a binge of taking and eating a half a grapefruit with honey. Instead of putting sugar on it, I put honey. And oh my gosh, I just felt so healthy doing that. And I, you know, got on a binge doing that. And then I started doing the lemon water, buying lemons, and then drinking a huge glass of water with lemon water, you know, lemon squeezed in it. And
Did you put ginger in it?
No, I never put ginger in the lemon water.
Yeah.
No, I never came across anything about the ginger, but mm-hmm. you mean the actual ginger root?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I use the powder because I didn't have the root. It didn't matter.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Honey.
It's a good combination.
Okay. Well, I was doing lemon water for a long, long time. And then I would put like a monk fruit sugar in it type thing to give it a little mm-hmm. sweetness. Because, it, you know, just doing lemon water was not, it was kind of nasty. Yeah.
Put honey in it.
Well, honey drops to the bottom, but I would just take a tablespoon of honey, you know, every day. They say you're supposed to take that for, I forget what the reason was, but it certainly wouldn't help hurt you. So all these things, you know, that have been
they're not going to be able to see it. Holy crap.
Actually, you can. Okay. Hold on a second.
Okay. Wow, I got a lot more.
Really?
It's friggin' disgusting, you guys. This is disgusting to
take
do.
Take a picture of it.
I can't even believe it. Look how many I've got. Wow.
Camera is showing. Okay.
Can you guys see anything?
I don't know. Go back
a little bit. There.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Can you see them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy God, I can't even believe it. Last time I only had like two or three. This time I've got like gobs of them.
Oh my gosh, disgusting. Yeah, I see it.
Can you see that's it?
Disgusting.
I'm telling you guys, the first time you do it, you're going to freak yourselves out. But honestly, this is a way to prove to people that we all have them. They're in our foods.
Yeah.
I eat clean. I don't eat packaged stuff anymore. I eat clean. The only packaged stuff is my pasta. So.
Wow.
And rice. Right.
So where's it coming from then if you're eating clean?
I have no idea. The air?
Oh.
I don't know.
It could be as simple as
some of those guys, those little parasites, aren't some of them, we just automatically have them? I mean,
we have to remember that these world elite people are trying to kill us all off, literally. And they're putting like bugs and stuff in our food, right? And we're talking the packaged food, right?
Yeah.
So
They lay eggs.
Yeah.
The parasites.
That's right. They do.
It's disgusting.
Ugh. This is the reason why wormwood is also a good tincture to take for releasing of them in your stools, right?
I'd die if I seen something floating around.
Just reach you. Unbelievable. First time I did it, I could actually feel it when it came out.
Oh.
This time I didn't. This time I didn't. And not because it was moving around or anything, but like a gob, right? You could feel like when there's a gobby thing in there. And I could actually feel it. This time I didn't feel anything, which is really weird because I ended up with a lot more. So I just thought I would do that, not to freak you guys out, but just to prove the point that we all have them.
Parasites. You did a good job of freaking me out, girl.
I just put it on my grocery list so I could see it.
100% cranberry juice. That's all you need. And well, if you want the alcohol, you don't need the isopropyl alcohol to see if it's going to move or not. Because trust me, they move.
Well, I know who I'm not going to be kissing anymore.
Yeah, they should think twice, though, you know? Wow. Now I understand what my mother said. Don't kiss strangers.
Oh my God.
I would just like to say something about the grapefruit. Also help here as well. I am a pharmacist as well. I'm not working as one, but I am a pharmacist. And there is a difference between grapefruit, let's say juice, and certain medications, and grapefruit oil, essential oil. So I do also essential oils. So the grapefruit juice is of course not done from the grind, but the oil, if you have grapefruit oil and drop it in your water, that is done from the grind, which doesn't affect some medications to work with. Okay, I just wanted to bring this in for Olga. I think Olga was saying about the grapefruit, that certain medications, that's true, certain medications should not be taken together with grapefruit. And what they mean is the juice, or is the fruit itself. But the oil, for example, can help also the body to detox, or to bring the body in alkaline state. But it comes out of the grind, and that's the difference. Right. So, So you can, if somebody is using essential oils, grapefruit essential oils, and your doctor tells you not to use grapefruit, what they mean is the juice or the fruit, but not the oil. The oil is actually beneficial even when you have are using certain medications. I just wanted to put that
Thank
in.
You for that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why my camera is not moving. It's like it's frozen. Do you all see that?
Yeah, we don't
we can't see you. It's all blank here.
Yeah.
Strange.
Can you see if you okay. can ask her to turn on her camera on, because I can't over here.
Yeah.
Well, I can turn it off and turn it off on again, maybe.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's try very it. Strange. Yeah, it's, yeah, try it.
No, I turned it off and now.
There you are.
Now it works. There it works. Are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. The only thing in addition I'd like to say about that is, we know with our current health system that we don't necessarily believe everything that they say. I would recommend usually if it's a governmental site that's giving you advice, pretty much ignore it, and then go with whatever the health site is saying. Right? I'll give you an example. If you go to most medical sites, they'll tell you that, I'm talking about just distilled water here. They'll tell you if you drink distilled water, that over time it'll eventually kill you. I've been drinking distilled water for about 20 or 30 years now. Hasn't killed me yet. If anything, has helped me. So.
Well, they use it in CPAP machines.
Yeah, I know. It's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also the other thing is that they say on medical sites is that it leaches the minerals from your body. And yes, it does, but it doesn't leach the organic. It only leaches the inorganic material. And it's a big difference. But they don't tell you that. They sort of stretch the truth, or they go, oops, we forgot to mention that.
Stuff, right?
That's right.
So I get these alerts on my phone. They're news break alerts, and they're from all over the world, country, whatever. I just had one come across about an hour and a half ago. Illinois is one of the states out of 27 or something like has some kind of fungus going through it, and it was from WebMD.
Mm.
And I'm like, fungus? And it says, don't worry, you can't. It's not contagious. You can't catch blah. So I'm like, I just quit reading it because I'm not buying it.
I wonder if that's the fungus that they're going to say that's going to cause lung problems.
Well, I don't believe it.
Yeah. The thing with all these government alerts is it's all about fear porn.
Yeah. And, you know, another, it's just they want to keep people off the streets and that to do their jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it said there wasn't any cure for it. That it's antibiotic resistant. But don't worry, you're safe. I'm like, what? Yeah, so I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I was going to say something. Becky, you were talking about taking honey every day. There's a recipe that is a really good antibiotic, doing half a cup of honey, a teaspoon of turmeric, half a teaspoon of ginger, and then a teaspoon of vanilla, pure vanilla extract. I add cinnamon and lemon to mine. And then you just take a teaspoon every day. And it's supposed to be a natural antibiotic.
Has anybody heard about drinking water out of a copper?
Yep.
Pitcher?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
I just started doing that. And there's lots of YouTube videos on the benefits that removes, you know, fungus, bacteria, viruses.
Hmm.
You drink, you know, like a liter or no more than I think 4 cups a day. There's a lot of health benefits to it.
Yeah.
Out of a copper what?
Cup here. Cup. I'll put copper. It in the chat. There's just one on. Hopefully, I can do it. There's one on Amazon to give you a picture of it. It's just a. It's probably about a liter pitcher. Water. Mm-hmm. You put the water in, like maybe distilled something good, mm-hmm. water. And then you leave mm-hmm. it in there, according to the videos I was watching, maybe 8 hours or overnight. I think one of them said to not leave it in there longer than 16 hours, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to try that. It's kind of comes from Ayurveda.
It was?
That's what I found. So I dropped an Amazon link in the chat to show you what I'm talking about, because you can buy all kinds of different ones, but this is just a little water pitcher, about a liter, not very big. I don't know. I kind of got into the end of the conversation, so I'm not quite, I heard Luna talking about something, and maybe I don't even know what you guys are really talking
about. Worms.
What's that?
Worms.
Parasites. Oh, parasites.
Luna showed us her parasites.
That's just, yeah, you missed it so wrong.
Well, maybe this will take care of it. It's so easy and it's good for you.
Luna, you just need to stop kissing Vigo and you'll be okay. Luna. No more kisses, Gio. She's getting her parasites from you, so just have to hold off for a while now.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if I can kiss anybody again after seeing that. Ooh.
That's so funny.
Well, it's not something I don't think you can catch. It's something that you ingest and you get over time. So I don't know if you can ever clean yourself 100% of them, but you can certainly try.
I would think not, with all the molds and dirty air, you know.
Yeah. Well, a certain amount of bacteria is actually good for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the type that's bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So well, what's that?
Oh, nothing. I was just going to reiterate something, but it's nothing.
Okay, then let's anybody have any questions at all, or anything that you'd like to share?
I have actually a question, and I don't know how to ask this question. Basically, as since we are all getting information from different sources, basically. I would just, my interest is just, have you or anybody of you heard of this Romana in Canada?
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings with her. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to take that, but I was wondering, because I know that you guys are in Canada. Are you somehow attached to her or not attached to her, or how is, I don't know, I don't want to say that she is not the right person, but I don't want to say she is the right person or something, but my feeling just tells me there is something not right. That's my feeling. And
right.
Since you are in Canada, do you actually see some of the things that she's doing?
I personally haven't, but then I'm not really involved in anything outside of my home. So I don't really, is she doing things? She says she is, but I don't know. My feeling about her is I can't read her like I can everybody else. Mm-hmm. So I believe that she is an extraterrestrial, which would make sense why my Claire's, sentient Claire audience, all the Claire gifts that I have, I cannot pick anything up other than the fact that I don't personally jive with her. So there is nothing that makes me want to go.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been following her, and I'm still following her since day one, since she came on the scene. So what I believe is that she is a white hat plant. I believe the first one, because I know from firsthand, he used to be a member here. He told me about his encounter with her, and I believe him, that was before her staff changed. She had a whole bunch of people walk out, 9 of them to be exact. staff mm-hmm. members. So these are all new people that have been with her a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's always pointing up.
I have a problem with her asking for money. That's what my issue is with her.
Yeah.
If you're supposed to be who you say you are and you come from royalty and, you know, all that stuff, just there's a whole lot of things that just don't fit. And and I just, my energy just doesn't want to go there at all with her. So
absolutely. And what also puts me a little bit off is that she's all the time using her in brackets titles. Mm-hmm. And all the time and over and over mm-hmm. and over again. And that looks to me like if that is really real, then there's too much ego.
No, it's a cult. It seems more like a cult because the people that follow her are very much like that. They're acting just like that. And, you know, I believe that once the darkness comes in, the EBS and all that stuff, that's when we're really going to see if she is who she says she is, because mm-hmm. she's supposed to be the one that's going to speak to us on the television.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Right. But they may just have been using her to wake up Canada. And believe me, they were still asleep.
That's what I read.
Yeah.
But she was put there by the military because Trump couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could she be AI? Muna, mm-hmm. could she be an AI?
Yeah, she could be AI too. That would make sense as to why she's an inorganic person. So I wouldn't be able to read her. Yes.
Clone.
Okay. Clone. Yeah.
Something I never do very often. I don't know why I did, but this morning I just happened to turn on the TV when I got up. Well, later, it was about 7:30. And the Today Show was on, and they had a guy on there explaining to them all about AI and how it's going to work and the money and this and that. And I was like, that's not AI. What's the matter with them?
Yeah, well, keep dreaming.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, I shut it off.
That's not what we came here for. So we know without a shadow of a doubt, we're not going that way.
Mm-mm.
So that's, I call that fear porn. And that is for the people who are sleeping because they're mesmerized right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So as long as they keep talking that way and they don't shut that TV off, these people are not going to wake up.
No, they're not going to shut it off.
No, they will.
Not the people I know.
They have to.
Have to.
I mean, the powers that be will shut it off. You know, I can't wait for cable to be gone. Right. Got lots of good things to look
forward I don't
to.
Watch any TV.
No. I None. Understand now as you get older and older, you watch less and less and less.
Well, there's nothing on that's worth watching.
Well, that's true. That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I haven't watched TV per se in a long, long time. Everything that Luna and I do, we watch through the internet. So we have a lot of, you know, any TV shows or documentaries or anything we're watching.
Science fiction primarily is all that we watch, but we both love science fiction.
I had Gaia, but I kind of switched bank accounts and I didn't get it transferred, so they cut me off. I got to get that set up again, but Gaia is a good streaming service.
It is.
If you want to know about what's going on,
mm-hmm.
Yep, very good.
Mm-hmm. I used to belong to them when they first came out.
Did you really?
Oh yeah, and they used to send me discs, CDs, or DVDs, I guess you'd call them, short, 2, 3, 4 short movies, you know, that people made. And they were all with a spiritual kind of thing about it, right? That was the theme, right? It was spirituality. And it was amazing, just amazing. Some of them were 5 minutes long, others were 30 minutes, you know, but most of them were like under 10 or 15 minutes. And it was a club. This is how they promoted it in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. That you'd be a club member and they would send you these. I still have my CDs.
You can still be a club member, but I choose not to. I'm not going to pay extra to get more information that I could go on Telegram. And besides, you don't know if it's true or not. So,
yeah.
But they're interested. Uh-huh. They got a lot of good documentaries.
I think that to me shows me what TV is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not what we've grown up with.
They're about the UFOs and the crash at that Arizona crash, where that UFO crash, what really happened. And
yeah.
So, and they've had interviews with the guy that worked underground for years. And he dissected. Mm-hmm. He was a dissecting guy, and that's all he did was dissect different things and foreign things, you know. Something not from this earth.
Yeah. Yeah. Roswell.
Roswell.
Yeah, Roswell, that's what it was.
Yeah. Lily?
Yes, hi, me again. I'm kind of bringing in a whole bunch of different things here, but I had kept a notebook when I first started this, and I have misplaced it. And there was something in there that I kept saying I was going to go back to. And that was my birth certificate and my social security card, my number, the number on the back in the red lettering, that there was some site you could go to see how you've been traded for stock.
Yeah.
Does anyone happen to know what that, you know, where I can go to see how?
Yeah, there was, it was originally
Fidelity,
through,
wasn't it?
Fidelity, yes. Yeah, Fidelity Trading.
Yes, Fidelity.
But
I don't know
what in order to get, what you need is someone who, advisor that has access to that system. So in other words, the general public.
So like my Wells Fargo account manager would be able to tell me that information?
I believe so. Yeah, he should be able to get in there.
You can do it right on Fidelity's website.
Well, you can try. Back when I tried a long time ago, you couldn't do it, but you can certainly try it. Yeah,
I did it.
Huh. So it's just what, fidelity.com?
I don't know. That's the part I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe fidelityinvestments.com, something like that. You can probably Google it and you get it eventually.
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious because that was another thing that came up through. I think it was Telegram. I saw something on that about somebody posting about that information about their how we've been used to and how much we're supposedly going to receive based on our age and you know,
and the number of bonds. It's only the bonds that you're gonna have been traded, right? So you can only get half of your amount. You're not going to get the rest. You're not going to be able to see the rest. Allison?
Okay.
Allison?
Yeah. In response to Lily's question, I just posted it for everyone on the chat. GMEIUutility.org.
That's it.
You can go there and it won't tell you how much the value is, but it'll show you every trade and who has bought and sold your birth certificate.
Oh, wow.
You have to enter your social security number.
Is that okay to do, you think?
Some people are uncomfortable with that. I've done it a couple times. It's, you know, once you get the information, it doesn't really change.
Okay.
But anyway, there you go if you're interested in following it up.
Yeah, I had written down the information, and I don't know where I'd heard it from, if it was WBG or Telegram, but it was, and I had written it down in this little notebook I keep, which, anyway, how I lose something in here is beyond me, but I can't find it anywhere, and I've ripped the place up looking for this notebook. So, and that was one of the things that I had you know, made a list of notes of what I wanted to do, and I'd forgotten all about it. And so I just wanted to bring that up to see if somebody else had ever done that before.
Yeah.
Allison, I'm on the site right now, and I'm just wondering, it looks different than the last time that I was on it, which was like a year ago. But it wants you to register or create an account, which is not something that...
It's been a while since I've been on there, but if I remember correctly, I just sidestepped that, just entered my thing. And it, the reason they want your, you know, they want you to, so they can track you. Obviously,
I know, I don't see where we can go in and put in our number.
Well, it may have changed. Let me go there and see what I see.
Okay, thanks.
It's been probably a year or more since I've been on there.
Yeah, we did that here, I believe.
I remember going on there, the fatality one, and the information that I got was to put in returning client instead of making a new account or something like that. And I was able to get in. That was a few months ago, if I remember correctly. So, but so we could try that.
What's the name of it?
It was the fidelity one or whatever, which one it was. I remember that.
The one that we're on right now, you mean?
Yeah, try that. See if it has returning client or returning something. If I could see it, I could probably figure it out. But I was on a site where that was what was said to do. I can't remember. It's just like I have so many channels. But anyways, that was one thing.
No, there's no returning client. There's just, they want a user ID and password.
The birth certificate, for those who don't know too much about the birth certificate, the process of that is back when we were born, we've done this to our own children, and our parents did it to us. And basically what happens is we're given the birth certificate. So what happens is the hospital gives us a birth certificate, or the parents, the birth certificate, and they also give the government a birth certificate. Copy. And government, what they do is they make an investment on our behalf without telling us, and they use our identity so that they can collect money in the stock market. Now, when they do that, when they make the investment, it's based on, I can't remember exactly how many things there, but it's based on your the sex of the person, whether or not the person has a disability. It's based on the color of the person. It's based on the geographical location of the person. Basically, what they're looking for is the person who's going to bring them the most money for their investment. That's what they're looking for over time.
Good luck.
I know. That's what happens when you're chattel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Luna. I went there to the utility site, and it's changed since I was on there. So now they want you to register. So they must have caught on that people were figuring out what was going on, so they shut it down.
They changed it. Yeah.
Of course.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hi, I'm just on the site here. I'm seeing what you're doing. So just below the login, it says change your start page. I clicked on National Financial Services statement. So when I clicked on that, it tells me, I was on something and I got in, and it says, do you agree to the terms or something like that? But I'm out of it. You try that, because I'm on the page here.
So where, in the sign in?
Yeah, like it says login, and then when I clicked it, but I'm out of it now, because I backed out of it, but it had due statement of financial. So maybe if I cleaned my browser, when I clicked on it, it said, do you agree to the term? So I did, and I got in there, and it looked like I could do the search or whatever. I'll have to click on it later. So
not what it gives me. It gives me another window, And it tells me, asks me for a user ID and password and login, or did I forget my password? And that's it. And then terms and conditions down below.
Try the terms and conditions. Like I said, I just played with that, but it won't let me do it again. And I was able to see, wish I would have not backed out.
Oh, that's where the search is. Okay.
You found it?
Yeah. Yeah. If you click the conditions, accept all the cookies now. Then you, this is the page that I remember now. In the search, you put your RSIN number, or I'm going to put mine in. No spaces and no dashes, I remember. Okay. So I'm doing that now. See if I'm going to get in.
What number is that, Luna, that you're putting in?
Your social security number you have to put.
Oh, okay.
But all I get is another page that.
And then
no results.
Put my name in. I'll have to look to see if I can find that information. So it was like, because I remember they said to do your last name or whatever. So I did some searches. I didn't have much luck finding much of myself. But yeah. Because I was born overseas, but I'm a Canadian citizen, so it's a little bit difficult. So, but anyways, that's how I got in. But I remember somebody telling me about that. So I will have to look to see if I have any saved somewhere. I don't know.
No, just remember, the older you are, the more money they've made off of you. And then the bigger your return is going to be when Jacera kicks in.
So. And the in life, you know, university and services and all sorts of things, military and yitty.
No results. Oh, I can't get in.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see if I.
Kathy.
I forgot the question. I was just getting ready to lower my hand.
Oh, okay.
It must not been important if I forgot it.
No, it's just a great moment. I get them all the time.
My dad always said it's an elder girl's moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's my maiden name, Elder, as in respect.
Mm.
Your mm-hmm. elders.
Yep.
Yep.
Any questions from anybody else, or anything that anybody wants to share?
What time is it where you're at?
3:17 p.m.
In the afternoon?
Yeah, afternoon. PM? Yeah, mid-afternoon.
I have to go to town. I will call Luna when she's available, but it's not going to be in the middle of the night. It'll be near 3:15. You're a couple hours ahead of us, so okay.
Okay.
I'll just get a hold of Luna and talk to her about this gifting letter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's all perfect. Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything else anybody wants to share or anything like that?
Any thoughts?
Yes. I went to a doctor on Monday. I'd already had the appointment. We were talking Monday night or Sunday night. But anyway, it's a military guy and he's young. He's really, really young. Cute as a button, okay? Cute as a button. So at the base hospital, we still have to wear a mask and I hate it. I hate it. So I'm in the office with him. And I kind of like pulled my mask out. He wanted to see me smile because remember I was telling you I had that thing in my cheek, you know? Anyway, mm-hmm. So he wanted to see me smile, testing me. So I said something about, I sure will be glad when we get rid of these damn masks. And he says, yeah, and that's when they'll get rid of the people that were on the Epstein Island list. I like.
Oh.
When he said that, I dropped. I just started laughing. I'm like, oh my God, he's awake. This young man is awake.
Wow.
And he said, I am on the doctor that I had was an a-hole. I could not stand him. He was so arrogant. And so this young man, I'd made some reference to, what he was doing and not doing. And so it was just kind of funny because he said, yeah, I am the so opposite of this doctor so-and-so, because I almost got kicked out of the military because I refused to take the COVID shot.
Ooh,
awesome.
As a military dude. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I wanted to get up and give him a big hug because I told him I was so proud of him. It's mm-hmm. like, wow, I've got me a good one now. You know, mm-hmm. he was like listening to me and he's on my side. So I just had to share that because it turned out I just went out of there beaming from ear to ear. He gave me, a little medicine to take care of the friction in that. And I think it's working. Sometimes I wonder about certain medicines, but anyway, I just had to share that because for a young man in the military and to, have a good experience, that made me feel good. So I just had to share that.
Good. Thank you.
Kathy.
Awesome.
Okay. It says to delete your email when you leave these banks. And start doing it on account of spam?
Yeah.
Okay. Proton, any good? I downloaded the app to get a Proton email, but...
Yeah, a lot of people have it. Whether or not it's going to come back up, we don't know.
There's...
in part of Gmail.
Yeah, so, no, in my newsletter, there's a... there's a couple, I can't remember where it's around section 15 or 14, something like that. But there's a couple different emails. I think it's Safe Mail. But yeah, there's a couple of emails there which are secure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not like Gmail or Yahoo Mail or whatever, right? These are
Proton, because Proton is part of Gmail.
Yes, Proton is part of Gmail.
I've got Live. Oh, is it Gmail? I don't care for Gmail. I have Outlook Live.
That's Microsoft.
That's going to go. Microsoft, that's going to go.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I probably need to get a Proton or find Geos.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Check them out.
Look at Geos.
I think it's safe mail. I think it's called.
Okay, I'll look it up, Gio.
Yeah, I don't have that particular one, but I'll tell you in a second.
I've got so much crap coming in my email; it's pathetic.
So if Proton is not good enough, which one would you recommend?
Hushmail.
Yeah, is that it?
I'll put it in the chat.
Hushmail.com, I think.
I just did a search on Proton because I heard that it was okay, and it says Proton Mail is a service provided by Proton AG, is an employee-owned company based in Switzerland. Proton was founded in 2014 by a team of scientists who met with CERN. Anyways, that's what they're saying, who owns it.
Yeah. And there's also another, that's an email, but if anybody who wants a search engine, there's Start Page, which is, you're not going to get tracked in that one. It won't track
you. Hushmail.
Hushmail. Hushmail is the email. And Start Page is a search engine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that won't track you, like Google does, and that kind of stuff.
No, I don't use Google. Yeah. I use Bing.
Bing's worse.
Yeah, I'm being just in the last 3 or 4 months there, it's crazy. I delete more than I read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, there's if you go into if you have a Google search engine, you can go into Google settings and turn off all their search stuff that they put on you. You can turn it all mm-hmm. off. Yeah, I've got my all mine turned off.
Well, I thought a thing will pop up in my email every now and then that says we have stopped you from getting 181 trackers or something, but
yeah.
I'm beginning to wonder with all these emails.
Yep.
I deleted Google as a search engine. I just took it off of my phone.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. That one I gave you there, the start page is a good one.
Can't be tracked, huh?
Yeah.
What was that again? The start
page. I put it in the Zoom chat.
Okay.
Okay.
They said that about DuckDuckGo and.
Yep, it's changed as well. I got bought.
Yep.
As far as I'm aware, Start Page is still good, and so is Hushmail. Both of them are still good.
Okay. All righty, I got them wrote down here.
Okay, and you said you're I'm still using Gmail, but Proton, you said?
Yeah, that's another one that's supposed to be, I don't know, didn't Trump recommend it or somebody?
I have never get any spam or junk mail or anything.
With Proton?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I've had it for about 2.5, almost 3 years now.
Yeah, that also depends on if you don't go to any particular sites, right? So if you go to particular sites, which also will piggyback off your email, sort of like a form of spam, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But also, if you have a Google email, if you do have Google email, there's a setting in there where you can back up and download all your email from all the past, right? So if you have, let's say, 10 gigs of email, you can download it locally on your hard drive, so you don't lose. So you don't lose it. I'll see if I can find the process. It's called when you're downloading it, the actual file is called takeout.
I don't have Google. I never did have it.
Okay. No.
I never trusted Google, so I just deleted it.
Yeah. Tanya.
Yes, I just want to know the Hushmail one because I only recently made a Proton mail.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, but now Hushmail. Do you know if I can use my own email program of receiving those mails of Hushmail, or do I have to log in into the Hushmail?
I don't know. Try it. That's probably the easiest way. Just try it. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, then you know you can't do it.
yeah, of course.
That's what I normally do. That's what I normally do as a technician sometimes. If I, you know, 'cause sometimes I can figure it out. You know, a lot of people tell you can't do certain things, but sometimes I can figure it out that you can. It all depends on the operating system that you're using, et cetera, right? So, mm-hmm. and also the version of email that you're using. So there's a lot of factors involved there.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. Now we're getting into all kinds of interesting information today.
I was going to
go ahead,
Patty. So I was going to share with you guys today. Today is 3/22/2022. Yep. So if you add 3 plus 2, 23. So if you add 3 plus 2 plus 2 is 7, and then you add 2 plus 2 plus 3 is 7, it's 77. which yeah. you could add them all up, it's 14, but you can still break it down and it's still seven and seven, seven yeah. times two. I'll find out what the 7-7 is, but I think that there is something behind 7 and 7. At any rate, just wanted to share that with you.
Mm-hmm.
Get out your gematria.
Hopefully lots is going on behind the scenes, right? Yeah.
Yep, just something behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It all seems to correlate. Yesterday came to 4 sevens. Because 321, 21 divided by 3 is 7, so 7 times 3, and then 2 plus 2 plus 3 is 7, so there's 4 sevens yesterday. That was mm-hmm. kind of cool yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And we know lots of stuff went down yesterday.
Well, you know, there
were 4 sevens is like an angel number, and it's like the angels were working for us. On our side. So it was just kind of beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
There's also yeah. an email, Start Mail. Oh, I guess you got to pay for it. It says try it for free.
Yeah.
You know, so, well, if you don't mind paying a few dollars to get secure email, it's probably worth it.
$2.50 a month.
Yeah.
$250?
No, $2.
No, it's like 12 bucks, 15 bucks a year. So
you can tell I'm getting used to inflation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any anything else anybody wants to share?
Nope. I'm. Share it out here.
Want to call it an early day?
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes early days are good. It gives us a chance to catch up on other things, right?
Yeah. I got to go to the store and then I want to talk to Luna this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be good to go. I got to go check on hubby.
All right. Let's call it an early day.
Okay. Love you, everybody.